making sure that the majority of citizens had Tidewater or some sort of paid sewer and water service. In these tough economic times, it just does not seem, it just doesn't seem as if freedoms should be infringed upon and they should be forced to hand over money that they don't have to a company that they seem to be doing fine. As a matter of fact, Mr. Esposito commented to me the last time we were here, I should buy stock in his company. That would be paying him twice. And what I'm trying to say is that we opted out. We did not want the sewer and water, and I will be forwarding a copy of a new petition from the citizens of Jimtown regarding this matter, because I heard that it was voted on one day that we didn't even know about. I think Mr. Rogers called me the day that you were supposed to be meeting on it, an hour before you were meeting, and I was in Dover. We are not interested in the sewer and water. We have a new petition. We're not interested in it coming to our town. We've said before we can't afford it. In addition to that, it doesn't make any sense to lose your home and still have sewer and water in your town. Thank you.
Oh dear, Mr. Councilman, my name is Wayne Baker. I reside at 14420 Minus Conway Road, Lewis, Delaware. You heard my son speak a little bit earlier. I have two sons here tonight. I also have two grandsons. I've lived in Sussex County, I guess, for 66 years. That's my entire life. I respect you all and the jobs that you do. I'd like to reinforce my son's comments to you and the letter of the law. To me, it's very important, because without those laws, we have nothing. And these laws are meant to serve you, they were meant to serve the state, and they were meant to serve me. They're the law, abide by them. I attended the meetings. I started 10 years ago, these comprehensive zoning meetings or zoning plans. And I took the afternoon off and went up to Dover on February the 29th to the last. It's amazing. It's technically the governor's advisory of planning coordination, but they also go by a livable Delaware advisory council. So when you start reading stuff, you don't know really who you're talking about because you use two names. Another method of the state to confuse us. There's 21 members on that committee. Probably about four of those people are non-state, municipal, county, or other employees of the state of Delaware. And so to me, when you go, or our David Baker goes up and presents our plan, what are the chances of getting a good evaluation from anything other than what the state wants? John Carney was the lieutenant governor, is the chairman of that committee. Next to him was Connie Holland. John Carney and Connie probably dictated most of the meeting. Their comments, irrespective of everybody else's what they may have said, their comments documented the meeting. They dominated the meeting. They told David Baker what to do or recommended what to do. It wasn't a consensus of the committee. It was his comments. Then, at the very end of the meeting, I don't know whether the meeting was adjourned or not, John Carney, and I don't like him for this, but he told David Baker, I'll swear to it on a stack of Bibles, that if he did not want to change or downzone the AR1 land in Sussex County, that the least he could do is make it more affordable to develop. You talk about a shy statement from a lieutenant governor, I don't know what is. And he should be reprimanded for that severely, because he is injecting his own influence on Sussex County's home rule to make our housing more expensive. And here you are, everything you try to do is provide affordable housing. I couldn't resist this. I got an email from X. But anyhow, it has some quotes in it from Ronald Reagan.